Praise God, my brothers, my sisters. Thank you for tuning in and welcome to this channel. It's called Spirit and Life. And it comes from the book of John chapter 6 verse 63, where Jesus told his disciples that these words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You know, flesh counts for nothing, but the spirit gives life. And the words of God are spirit and life, and they are active. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, it tells us that the word of God is living and active, you know, sharper than any double-edged sword, you know, piercing, you know, and dividing asunder, you know, of the spirit, bone and marrow, you know, and judging the attitudes and of men and the hearts of men. And any time we listen to God's word, any time we study God's word, we receive revelation, we receive, you know, guidance, we receive teaching, we receive correction, we receive an encounter, because Jesus is the word of God. And when we are called upon to, you know, when God calls us to discipline ourselves, to study God's word, then we are called to a place of, you know, of encounter, of meeting Jesus, and of, you know, taking upon his words and, you know, and learning his precepts and learning his ways. And I think it's one of the best places to be at, a place where we can worship, we can know God, we can experience God. And for sure, I'll encourage each and every one of us to, you know, to take that time to establish that space in their lives, you know, to establish that moment that they, you know, that they focus on God's word. And it's the surest way to grow. And it's the surest way to grow in our spiritual life. And so, welcome. Even as we start, we're going to pray. Today we're going to speak on, we're going to begin a series. It's, I mean, we had looked about the call of God, you know, in the life of Abraham. And we saw how, you know, God had called him out of, you know, moon worship and all that, and to a place where he did not know. And it's similar to that, in that I want us to look at, you know, the language of faith and understand, you know, what does faith mean? And what is faith? You know, what is faith to the life of a believer? And anytime we talk about faith is that we need to, I mean, we just go to Hebrews chapter 11, and I feel God is laying in my heart to go through a study on, you know, on what is faith, on faith. And we'll study the, you know, Hebrews chapter 11, and, you know, just break it bit by bit, and try and see how God can teach us in this series. And I pray that you shall be blessed, your feet shall be built. And, you know, as the word of God tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And I believe that God shall minister unto us. So I want us to pray, then we'll get right ahead to Hebrews chapter 11. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, I thank you. I honor your holy name. Thank you for the opportunity to share your word and to listen and to speak and to hear your voice, O God. I thank you for my listener that has taken this time, this few moments to hear from you and to hear that which you're speaking to us, O God. I pray that, Lord, you shall bless them. Your grace shall be upon them. We remove every hindrance of the enemy against the ministry of your word taking root, O God. I pray that their hearts shall be good soil that shall listen, and the word shall bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold in their lives. Indeed, may your grace overflow in them. I honor you, I adore you, and I give you glory. May you speak, and indeed may your spirit give life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. So, we're going to read just maybe just the first few verses, and then just focus on chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2, God willing. So the Bible says, by faith, the title, you know, is by faith. And I mean, different versions give different titles. There's one, faith in action. And if you look at it as, you know, by faith. But let us just read Hebrews 11. It says, now Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Verse 3. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who honestly seek him. So I'll pause there, because I really want us to just dig into the scriptures. And you know, when you'll ask yourself, you know, what is faith, you know, and various people there are people who will confuse faith with, you know, with hopeful thinking or wishful thinking, or, you know, or confuse it with just positive attitude. Or, you know, there are those who you'll meet and they'll say, I'm hoping to get married by, I have faith. Someone will say, I have faith I'll get married, or by end of this year, when yet it is a desire, it is a wish, it is a hopeful thinking. You know, it is a positive mindset, because in our current generation, we have a lot of teachings on, you know, speaking and laws of attraction, you know, and by that, I mean, these people who believe that the more you think of good thoughts, the more good things will appear, and the more these things will come to be. Yet it does not necessarily mean that. And I want, with the help of God, to be able to just let us understand what is faith, you know. And verse 1 is what tells us what is faith. And I want to look at just some examples of different versions that compare verse 1, the definition of faith. It says that now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. If we look at Amplified Version, it says, now faith is the assurance, in bracket, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, that's divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. For by this, the kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. New King James Version says that now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. So what we are seeing is a description of faith. And the first thing that I want us to look at is the aspect of now. Why does it say now faith? English will tell us that when we speak of now, it's in the present tense. It's in the present time. It is happening now. That means it is not a focus on the past. And it is not speaking of the future. It is speaking of a time that is now. Now, when I say come here right now, I mean that I expect at this time, irrespective of the time it is in your location, we're speaking of the time now. So faith is an action and is a state of being that that has to be in the present and not focusing on the past. So the most important aspect that we see is that it is existing in the realm of God. Why? Because God does not exist in time, in the, what we understand time. I mean, God is, he is in the past, he is in the present, he is in the future. You know, the Bible tells us that he speaks a thing, he has already seen the end from the beginning. He speaks a thing and it is done, it is established. You know, the Bible tells us that his word is forever established in heaven. So faith has to be an aspect that exists in the time of God, which is now, which is beyond time, which is out of time. And thus it does not glory in past achievements. You know, many times we could look at our past and see, oh, you know, I had faith to, you know, to get that job. I had faith to, you know, to get married. I had faith to get a child. And it's possible to focus on past achievements. And I'm sure you've met people who will tell you that, oh, when we were young, we used to evangelize. We used to preach. We used to, you know, do so much. Yet, at this moment, at now, they're not doing that. So it's possible to focus on the past. And that's why Paul says that he forgets what is, he puts the past behind him and he strives on forward towards the goal to reach the mark to which God has called him. So it is important to understand that our faith must be in a present, continuous engagement. So it's a continuous engagement state or reality. So what does it mean? Faith, now faith is being sure. So that means that it's a confidence. It is an assurance. It is a title deed. You know, when you buy land and when for you, the confirmation that you own that land is a title deed. So if you don't, if you are not given a title deed, you're not an owner of that land. You are a squatter and possibly a thief, a land grabber. And in due time, no matter how much, no matter how big a house you built, you know, or how long you stayed, it is possible that you will be evicted when the real owner of the land comes. So now faith is telling us that what we understand by faith is that faith is that complete assurance, is that complete belief, is that complete truth, holding on to a fact, is that fact that there are things that we hope for. And this hope is not wishful thinking, as I said, it's not positive attitude, it's not an eager desire, no. Amplified puts it nicely, the things hoped for, in bracket, divinely guaranteed, in that there are things for the us to stand on things that are unseen, and that we can call them, we can be assured of them, we can have them as something that we can hold on to. The basis of our faith must be the guarantee of God. They must be divinely guaranteed. That means that the source of faith must be in what God has spoken. Why do I say that? Because the word of God tells us that God is not a man to lie, not a son of man to change his mind. Does he speak and not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? You can read this in Numbers 23 verse 19, that God that which comes out of his mouth is established. It is law. It cannot change. It must fulfill. You know, the Bible tells us that as far as the heavens is the earth, from the earth, and as sure as, you know, as the rains come from the heavens and water down the earth and do not return to it until, you know, they water the earth, so is the word of God that comes out of his mouth. It cannot return to him empty. So our faith, for us to be certain, for us to have a title deed of faith, for us to be sure of what we hope for, of what is divinely guaranteed, we must take time to listen to the voice of God. And we listen to God through his word. We listen to God through the scriptures. We listen to God through messages, through the preaching of the word. We listen to God through godly songs that are from his throne. We listen to God through, you know, his revelations, signs and wonders that he reveals, you know, through signs. We listen to God through men of God, through our mentors who speak to us. We listen to God. So faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. That's Romans 8 verse 10. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. So that word is, the word of God is what gives us faith. If you feel that you are at a point where you're lacking faith, I will ask you, what word of God have you stored in your heart? What is it that God has spoken concerning that situation? If you need faith for healing, then you will need to search the scriptures and see what are the scriptures that speak about healing. I mean, you'll go and see Isaiah 53, where it says that by his stripes we were healed. By the beatings that Jesus was beaten, we were healed. And that healing is our portion. We can see the examples of, I mean, you can read the examples of where Jesus met sick people and tell them that your faith has made you well. And those are things that build your faith, establish your faith, and strengthen you. So it says that faith is being certain of what we hope for. So we've established that the surety comes, is confidence, is always the title deed, is a confirmation. And we've established also that that hope is not wishful thinking, positive attitude, or, you know, or a desire, but it is the what is divinely guaranteed. And this is a guarantee by God's word. And so it says that uncertain of what we do not see. Now, this is one very important aspect of faith. I will say that faith is a vision. Faith is a form of sight. Faith is a peek into the spiritual, into the things that God has spoken that may not be seen by the natural eye, may not be seen by the physical eye, may not be touched or felt by our hands, may not be what is temporary, may not be natural, but it is that assurance on the things that are not seen. Now, let me put a caveat there. Just because you cannot see it does not mean it is not there. It's just like, just because you cannot see your brain on the physical does not mean it is not there. Just because you cannot see, let's say, the president in his house does not mean that he is not there. So that means there are things that are beyond our physical comprehension, because as human beings, we are limited. There are things that limit us because we are human beings, because we are physical. We are in a body. We are limited by time, place. We are matter. But when we move to the realm of faith, we shift from the physical to the spiritual. And this is why it is a unique language. It is not something that is commonly understood or easily understood unless God pours out his grace and gives us that measure of faith for us to understand him. To each of us, God gives a measure of faith. There is a measure of faith for you and me, and we can ask God to increase that measure. That is why many times people told Jesus that, do you believe? And Jesus said, I believe, but help my unbelief. And we can always get to that point where we tell God, you know what, God, help my unbelief. Give me faith to understand you. So I want to just mention some things about the unseen. As I mentioned, just because it cannot be seen does not mean it is not there. That which God has spoken over your life, that which you have heard the voice of God. I mean, let us look at the life of Joseph. Joseph saw himself as a ruler. He had the vision, he had the dream of him, his brothers bowing before him, his mother and father and his brother and the sun and the moon and the stars bowing before him. And so a moment arose when he was thrown into the pit, when his brother sold him into slavery, when he was in Potiphar's house. It was the focus on that which is eternal, on that which was spiritual, on that which God had revealed to him. This is what sustained him, to keep him from falling, to keep him from falling into sin with Potiphar's wife. It is what sustained him in the prison, because he said that, how can I do such a wicked thing against my God? He knew that though God was not tangible to them, but God, who is eternal, was present and he could see what he will do. So faith is a vision. It's a sight, is a form of spiritual sense, for lack of a better word. It's a system of seeing the unseen. It's a system of seeing the spiritual realities. And I love the word there. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. That means that there are things that we cannot experience by our physical taste, by touch, by smell, by hearing, no. But there are things that God will have to activate our spiritual senses, our spiritual eyes, our spiritual ears to hear and understand. Open the eyes of my heart, as we sing. So faith introduces spiritual realities that are not obvious or visible to the carnal mind. It is unfortunate that many believers do not understand or comprehend the realities of the spiritual life, that life has the spiritual component and the physical component. And unfortunately, we realize, we can see it is only wizards and witches who understand that life is spiritual. It's unfortunate. A believer will go to work and you meet all sorts of people who maybe slept at the wizard's house.
people who did all sorts of incantations at night or at the marketplace. And yet we come not aware that it is, we're in a wrestling. We wrestle, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual forces of darkness in heavenly places. That means there is a wrestling. We must know that we are in a warfare. So, faith not only sees, I want us to just put that point clear. Faith not only just sees, it's just like God has already spoken, you know, that the seed of the righteous shall be blessed. You know, God has already spoken in his word that none shall be barren. The question is, do you see your children? Do you see the children that God has given you even when you have not yet received them? Do you comprehend that fact of God's word as a fact and to move into it? So faith not only just sees but believes the unseen. Believe in God. Believe in the word of God. Faith does not need assurance to touch and feel, holding the natural, but from the spiritual perspective has seen it, has believed it, has experienced it, and has heard it, and is certain will receive it. Are you 100% confident that the things that God has spoken over your life are divinely guaranteed, that you have them, that you can see them, and that you will receive them? That is the biggest question of faith. So faith defies the natural status of things. Your faith must be in opposition to the natural status of things. Right now, you might be staying maybe you're homeless. But God's word is clear that the blessing of the Lord, he has blessed us in the city and in the countryside. The blessing of the Lord maketh one rich and addeth no sorrow. In that, God's word has a provision to provide for our needs and to give us more than enough. Can you appropriate that word until the word becomes life, the word becomes living, the word takes root, and you can live that life? God, who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, silver and gold are his. When you comprehend that reality, then you move away from the level of lack to the level of abundance. When they had nothing to eat, nothing to feed 5,000 people, Jesus told his disciples, you give them something to eat. And they were like, look, even if we are to buy food for all these people, we will need a year's wages and it will still not be enough. But here we have 2 fish and 5 loaves. There's a boy who has 2 fish and 5 loaves. But how far will it go among so many people? And Jesus tells them, sit, make them sit. And he lifts up his hands and he gives thanks. And he breaks the bread and tells them to divide it to the people. Now that is a man who lived in the reality of faith, who lived and saw the spiritual. And that's why Jesus will say, I can only speak what I hear. I can only say that which my Father says. I can only do the work which my Father does. That means that there is nothing that Jesus did that he had not seen his Father do. There is nothing that Jesus did that God had not already done. So for us to walk in miracles, for us to experience the supernatural, for us to walk in the language of faith, then we must, by the grace of God, shift our focus from what is temporary, from what is physical, from what we can see and hold, from our status now, and transition to the spiritual, to the eternal realm, to the realm of God. And that comes when we draw ourselves closer to God. There are usually two ways to switch the spiritual. There are those who will use the devil's root, demonic roles, and witchcraft, and you know, all forms of wickedness. And yes, there's a reality on that end, because we know there are spiritual forces of darkness, and the God of this world, the Bible says, that has blinded the nations is the devil. And he has his power that he uses. But yet, on the other end, when we come before God, the Bible tells us that let us approach the throne of God with confidence, that we may receive mercy and grace for our time of need. When we come to God in prayer, in study of the word, in meditation, in songs, in worship, in fasting, then we are able to receive that which is spiritual, that which is of God, that which is divinely guaranteed, that which no one can take away from you. You know, they can steal your car, they can sack you from the job, they can, you know, you can break your hand and lose ability to do things that you could have done. But there are things that when you're sure that God has spoken, that God has given you, that God has revealed, then you know that no one can take away from you. My brother, my sister, let us purpose to focus on God. I'll just jump to verse 6 where it says, he that comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is a currency. It is a currency by which we can see. I want to stop there for now. And let us just reflect on what we say. Faith is in the present. It is now. Faith is assurance. It is confidence. It is a title deed. It is a confirmation of things hoped for, not wishful thinking, not desires, not positive mindset, but things divinely guaranteed, things that have been spoken by God, things that God has ministered to us in that secret place. And it's evidence, it's a title deed of things not seen. So faith focuses a form of vision, a sight, a spiritual sense that does not focus on the things that are temporary, but on things that are eternal. May God help us to understand his word and give us faith. Please tune in to the next message, and we shall continue from verse 2, where we shall look at where it says that this is what the ancients were commended for. We need to find out who are those ancients and what is this commendation. Be ready as the Lord leads us. God bless you. Share this video and we meet again. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I know that, Lord, it is you that has spoken to us. May your word come forth in truth, in revelation, and in understanding. May it bear fruit. May we focus on that which is eternal. May we focus on not that which we can see with our eyes, but that which you have revealed unto us. May we have confidence. May we have assurance. May we have the evidence. May we have the title deed of that which you have guaranteed, you have divinely guaranteed unto us through your word. Thank you for your people. May they experience the reception of that which you have given, because you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. I honor, I adore you, and I glorify your holy name. May your word take root and not come back empty. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. God bless you and see you again. See you tomorrow with the help of God. Bye.